Joining us now by phone from Tallahassee, her new home away from home, Michelle Salzman, who is our District 1 state representative. That's the northern half of Escambia County. Newly elected, newly experiencing the joys and pleasures of Tallahassee as a legislator. Michelle Salzman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing very well. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is just because it is the thing, I keep getting requests from people. Hey, can you just ask every time we get legislators on, we get public officials on, can you just ask them to give their reaction to the events of last week, which I think is a fair question. And obviously you served in the military. You defended this country. You defended the Constitution as part of your livelihood for quite some time. So when you saw what happened last week, I just wanted to give you a chance to say whatever you want to say related to that.
Sure. Well, first of all, it was heartbreaking. As an American, just in general, it's heartbreaking to see this happen. The number one thing that we have to remember is that we all believe in America. And the moment that we start trying to overthrow the American process, we're no longer believing in that. And that makes us just like any other country. So it was really heartbreaking to me to see people take actions on their words. You know, I campaigned for a couple of years, and I knocked on a lot of doors, and I talked to a lot of people who said they were preparing for this specifically, and, you know, they would take arms, and, you know, they would defend their freedoms and their rights. And when you see folks actually penetrate the building and just, you know, I at a loss for words, really. I didn't even comment the first 24 hours, and I spoke to some colleagues about it, you know, some other members of the delegation, some other leaders in the Republican Party, and they said, Michelle, it's okay not to have a comment. None of us really even know what to say right now. So yeah. I just encourage folks to just pray for our country, pray for the leaders, and we have to, as a Republican Party, if you're a Republican, you know, it's been a very, very big conversation while being here in Tallahassee with all of us in the entire state, just talking about what it means and what does it look like moving forward, not just from what happened last week, but what's going to be happening over the next, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and what does that look like for our people in Florida, and, you know, how are we going to respond to that? So it is a conversation that we're having, a real conversation about actionable items and how we can really keep the citizens engaged in the process and just keep them informed so they don't start feeling like they're lost or confused, because we all really do need to be moving in the same direction as Americans.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And actually, one of the other things that's sort of related to this now is we have this FBI apparent warning that there may be, you know, demonstrations or worse in the capitals. The president of the Senate, Willard Simpson, has said that, you know, y'all ought to be prepared for this kind of stuff coming up. Have you seen increased preparations around in terms of protecting you? And, you know, how's the environment in Tallahassee as in terms of security? Not COVID, which is its own separate joy, I'm sure, but in terms of the security situation, how does it seem to you?
Well, I can tell you that we have not had any conversations with the National Guard. I was there yesterday at the National Guard Armory doing a tour, and we actually spent some time discussing that with the general there. But I haven't heard of any increased security protocol, but none of us should be here when that happens. Interesting enough, maybe I shouldn't even be telling the public that, but we're all gone by Thursday. There might be some folks here Friday. So everything's scheduled beyond that, and I think that that's one of the reasons why we're not really looking to do too much here that we're not doing already. It's a pretty secure facility as it is. Right. With the COVID protocols, you're not even allowed to come in the building without an appointment. So unless you have a badge, you have to go through the police officers at the security area anyway. And I think that's probably one of the main reasons why we haven't seen too much communication on that, because we already have such strict measures in place due to the pandemic. I'm not sure how anybody would be able to get into the doors as is, but we feel safe. None of us are feeling threatened, you know, being a District 1 representative, you know, we love our Second Amendment, and we can conceal carry in the Capitol. So we're fortunate there.
Yeah, very good. So, hey, we're talking to Michelle Salzman. She is our state representative for District 1, the northern half of Escambia County. So this is your first time being elected as an official. Of course, you've done a lot of things publicly before, but this is your first time as an elected official and going to Tallahassee. I mean, how does it seem to you? It's got to be anything really different than what you expected now that you're there?
It's been so much fun. I didn't expect to have as much guidance and help as I do. Every turn you take, somebody is there to help guide your steps and along the way. If you have any questions about anything, there's phone numbers you can call and somebody will show up right next to you and walk you where you need to go. Or I don't have keys to my office and I just call this number and they show up and they give me the keys. And I mean, it's everything you need is really provided for you. You really do. And the leadership is just so willing to help. I haven't had one bad conversation since being sworn in, or I guess officially elected in November. But it's been so much fun. It is interesting. I'm on a committee right now that has a very controversial, maybe controversial, it depends on which side you're on, bill for COVID liability. And I have gotten so many phone calls and emails from organizations and people all over the state, and even leadership, other representatives, and just giving their feedback or asking me questions. And so it's been interesting being inundated with such a popular bill. Mm-hmm. But I have, like I said, there's so many people in leadership. I had four party leaders call me yesterday alone to ask me if I had any questions about it. Do I have any concerns about it? You know, promising me that whatever I had in a concern, if there was any, that we would absolutely sit down and talk through it. So I didn't expect that. I expected to be kind of lost and on my own and Googling and, you know, but they're just, everybody's just so amazing. I really am looking forward to the session.
It's a surprisingly collegial environment. I know when I've talked to Matt Gaetz about this, he says, "Man, I miss being in the Florida House because it's everybody's friends and we work even though we disagree. It's wonderful." And by the way, for those of you who have not been to the Capitol, I can tell you from personal experience, having been there just twice myself, when she talks about getting advice on where to go and how to not get lost, oh, it is a maze. I mean, it is if scientists set up a maze to test whether people could learn like rats how to get their way through a very, very convoluted set of buildings, they couldn't do better than the Capitol in Tallahassee. It's crazy. Anyway, well, by the way, on that liability element of the COVID bill, do you think that's going to – I mean, it sounds like that's going to pass because that's a big priority, I know, for several of the leadership, but that would be able to give some liability shielding against litigation for COVID-related lawsuits to businesses, right?
Right. It's really geared towards small businesses and small restaurants, small retail owners. It's definitely going to pass. I mean, I just got here, but I can tell you, I don't see this having any trouble at all. You know, we have our committee today and we're going to be it'll be introduced in our meeting. But like I said, they're just so on the forefront of it, calling and having conversations, you know, trying to battle any issues that they think any representatives might have so that they can try to address them quickly and make sure that they adjust the bill accordingly. But it's very needed. You know, who in the world could prepare for a pandemic like that? And I got so lucky to be on this side of it because I could have easily been on the other side and not agreed with the bill. And I don't even know how I would have handled that as a first time representative going against against the leadership. But I love the bill. I know that there's some issues with it we have to address legally, but I think that it's great that we look after our small businesses. Florida is such an incredible state with a balanced budget and just a great economy. And I think this actually will set the tone for the entire United States because nobody else has done this yet. So
yeah, it's the other half.
We are looking forward to doing it, right?
Right. It's the other half of, you know, if you're going to keep a state open, you're going to have to provide some cover for businesses that are going to try to keep their operations going and serving the public, and that's what this bill will do, which I agree with. I completely agree with you. Michelle Salzman, she is our Florida State Representative for District 1, the northern half of Escambia County. Michelle, thanks for the time this morning. I hope it keeps being fun in Tallahassee. I would hope that it would be, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for the work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.